Throughout our region tonight and tomorrow, conditions will be generally pleasant, but will worsen from the west by Monday afternoon. There'll be increasing chances of rain and thunderstorms in West Texas, and valley rains and mountain snows in New Mexico and Colorado. Winds could also become strong from Oklahoma southward tomorrow. Now here are some forecasts for some selected cities across the region. Dallas-Fort Worth expects sunny skies with a low of 47 and a high of 77. Denver, fair with a low of 35 and a high of 65. Kansas City, sunny with a low of 47 and a high of 76. Memphis, sunny with a low of 42 and a high of 72. New Orleans, sunny with a low of 50 and a high of 77. And San Antonio expects partly cloudy skies with a low of 47 and a high of 78 degrees. Skies were mostly cloudy in the Oklahoma City area at 7 o'clock. The temperature was 67 degrees. The dew point was 43. Both of these combined give a relative humidity of 42%. The winds were out of the south-southwest at 5 miles per hour, and the pressure has risen to 30.05 inches. The Oklahoma City climate data for Sunday, March the 1st. The high temperature in Oklahoma City today was 77, which occurred at 3:15 this afternoon. The low temperature was 46. The normal high for today is 56, and the normal low is 33. The record high temperature for today is 85, set in 1976, and the record low is 4, set in 1913. The National Weather Service has recorded no precipitation during the past 24 hours and 2.43 inches so far this year. As a result, the yearly total is 0.06 of an inch above normal. Skies were mostly cloudy across the state at 7 o'clock. Winds have diminished from earlier in the day and were out of the south and west at speeds less than 10 miles per hour. Temperatures have fallen an average of 5 degrees this hour and are mainly in the 60s. Now some specific temperatures. Enid reported 58, Hobart 62. Gage, Oklahoma City, and Bethany reported 67, Altus, Lawton, Midwest City, and Ponca City 68, McAllister 69, and Tulsa reported 73 degrees. Now some temperatures and conditions from across the region. Pueblo, Colorado, mostly cloudy and 64. Carlsbad, New Mexico, mostly cloudy and 65. San Antonio, mostly cloudy and 70. And Fayetteville, partly cloudy and 60 degrees. The local forecast for the listening area for tonight through Tuesday. There will be increasing cloudiness tonight with a low near 56 degrees. There will be south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Monday will be mostly cloudy, windy, and warm. There's a 20% chance of afternoon thunderstorms. The high will be in the mid-70s and south winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty. Wind advisories may be required for area lakes. Monday night will be cloudy with a 50% chance of thunderstorms. The low will be around 60. And on Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms likely. The high will be in the upper 60s and the chance of rain is 70%. The sunset in Oklahoma City area this evening, 6:28, and the sunrise Monday morning, 6:57. The state forecast for tonight through Tuesday. It will be cloudy in the west and partly cloudy in the east tonight. Cloudy in the west and central on Monday, with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms and partly cloudy in the east. A chance of showers and thunderstorms statewide Monday night and Tuesday. The lows tonight will be in the upper 30s in the western panhandle, to near 60 in the south. The highs on Monday will be in the upper 60s in the western panhandle to near 80 in the west. Lows Monday night will be in the upper 30s in the western panhandle to the upper 50s east and south. And the highs on Tuesday will be mostly in the 60s. The extended forecast Wednesday through Friday. Rain and thunderstorms likely most sections on Wednesday. A chance of showers in the east on Thursday and partly cloudy in the west. Partly cloudy statewide on Friday. The highs on Wednesday will be in the mid-50s panhandle to the mid-70s in the southeast. The highs on Thursday and Friday will be in the upper 50s in the panhandle to the lower 70s in the southeast. The lows Wednesday will be in the upper 30s panhandle to the lower 60s in the southeast, cooling to the mid-30s panhandle to the lower 50s southeast by Friday. following is a public information statement. Governor Walters proclaims this week as Tornado Preparedness Week across Oklahoma. Oklahoma Governor David Walters has proclaimed the week of March 1st through the 7th as Tornado Preparedness Week. The purpose of this proclamation is to focus attention on the hazards posed by tornadoes and other severe weather and to offer safety rules to protect life and property. Since 1950, severe thunderstorms across Oklahoma have produced about 51 tornadoes a year, with an average of 6 fatalities in the state. Last year, the state experienced 68 tornadoes, with a total of 2 deaths and 71 injuries. Both deaths and 65 of the injuries occurred on April 26th, when 3 violent tornadoes roared across portions of north central and northeast Oklahoma, causing $20 to $25 million in damages. It is important to remember that tornadoes are not the only hazard from thunderstorms. Every year, large hail, deadly lightning, damaging straight-line winds, and flash flooding kill more people and cause more injuries and dollar damage than tornadoes. As a part of this preparedness week, 3 tornado spotter talks will be given in the Oklahoma City area. Monday evening, a storm spotter talk will be given in Edmond. Tuesday evening, a talk will be held in Midwest City. And a Thursday evening talk will be given in Bethany. Listen to NOAA Weather Radio this week for times and places of these storm spotter talks. Also a part of this week, there will be a tornado drill issued for the Norman Forecast area of central and western Oklahoma at noon on Wednesday. There will be a series of public information statements issued this week, 2 a day, Monday through Friday. They will provide information on tornadoes and other weather threats across the state. Information on protecting yourself and your family from severe storms will also be included.
Continuous weather information at the touch of a button. This is NOAA Weather Radio Station WXK85, operating 24 hours a day on a frequency of 162.400 megahertz. These broadcasts originate at the Oklahoma City Area National Weather Service Forecast Office in Norman. The National Weather Service is an agency of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Transmitting facilities are located on the tower of TV station KFOR Channel 4 in northeastern Oklahoma City.